Hi, it's Pastor Jeff, and I'd like to talk to you today about healthy hope and how healthy hope returns for help. Healthy hope returns for help. You see, we've learned from Joel chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, that healthy hope has a pattern that first realizes our need for God, that we realize that God is always sovereign, always in charge, always loving, always good. And then we remember that He alone is God and we are not. We remember what He has done and what He can do. And we remember what we have done, putting us in need of His mercy and His grace. And we also remember what we can't do. We can't solve our own eternal problems. And we said that after we realize and we remember, God's word teaches us that we must respond. And the response that we see that constitutes healthy hope is that of a genuine remorse for what we have done, a true repentance, a biblical repentance of turning from our sin and turning to and cleaving to the one true living God. And then ultimately our response would culminate in a return. And we said that the return then would be followed by a ripping open of our heart, a rending of our hearts, pleading with God to come and fill us with Himself and all of His attributes, fill us with His Spirit, and then lead us by His Spirit. We said that after we had rended our hearts, we would again return to Him. And that's my focus today. You see, it's about 4 o'clock in the morning, and about 30 minutes ago, my son-in-law called to say that my daughter and our soon-to-be granddaughter were receiving some extra help, that it was time in the delivery process to transition to a surgery, so that all things could be handled with the highest degree of confidence and medical expertise. And as I was praying for them, I was reminded of here again is the pattern, that we realize that God alone is in charge. We remember His goodness and His grace. We respond as I was doing this morning, praying as Kim and I and Brock on the phone, we were praying for Monet and baby Eden. And then we rip open our hearts. And I've been doing that, just pleading with the Lord to help me, to help my daughter, to help my son-in-law, to help my granddaughter. And I realized that this was, in fact, a returning for help. What a gracious gift it is that God has given us the opportunity and the invitation to return to Him over and over and over again. Return to the Lord with all your heart. Return to the Lord your God. What an incredible gift it is that we can return. We get to return. Friend, if you've heard this pattern of healthy hope and the gospel and felt that any time in any way that this was heavy or in some way a burden that you had to do, then hear me, please. You've misunderstood. You've heard wrong. For the righteous gift of returning is so that we have the ability to come to a sovereign, powerful, loving, always good God and ask for help. Healthy hope returns for help. And praise God, we have a God. His name is Jesus, who died that we might live, who took to the cross our pain so that we could know His peace. He is the one true living God. And I want to encourage you, whether it's to return to Him for the first time, that you can know the privilege of adoption, or as our family is doing here early in the morning hours, return to Him for the help of that true, eternal, divine hope that we could rest in Him in these times when we need His help most. I pray that you will be reminded and that you will truly come back to return to Christ. If you are a Christian, come get the help that he wants you to have. And if you're not yet a Christian, come and surrender to victory that you can know the privilege and the power of being adopted into the family of God. I'm so thankful that we can return for holy, healing, healthy, helping hope. Amen and amen.